What's going on, everybody? Mitchell J. Backus here. Hope your day is going well. I want to welcome you to the Mitchell J. Backus podcast, the platform where my name rings. You'll hear it here. So we're definitely excited to come and join you yet again. You know, we're about to dive into a magical day, and I'm excited because if you've been following me for over the last, I would say at least 6 months, you'll find that I've been experimenting with some really new concepts. And one of the things that you probably see me doing is basically having a lot of fun messing around with this whole Taco Tuesday scenario. So I find it funny because I'll kind of give you a little backdrop about this whole, you see me on Instagram eating tacos in your face, chomping in your ear, but, I always either give you some updates on what's going on myself in business. I'll give you some thoughts, especially, what's going on in these current times, in these times of transition. I always come with some type of message, but, the funny part about it is I didn't really know up until about a year and a half ago that Taco Tuesday was a real thing. So I took a moment to see how that might fit with business and see if there's some way I can, add that to what I'm, currently doing and get a more creative and fun way to engage you all who, who might follow me. And yeah, man, the things started taking off. So it started to evolve, and now we're at a point where, especially, shout out to the Migos who kind of put the fire underneath my butt. But now, we got theme music for the Taco Tuesday for all the people across the world who enjoy delicious tacos on a Tuesday. And we wanted to take it up another notch, so we started doing live recording. So this today marks the inauguration of the Mitchell J. Backus Live experience with Taco Tuesdays. So we're excited to get into it. I have a young lady who, I met at a online business summit who, is just got a whole lot of personality and loves to have fun. And that's none other than Miss Amaya Jackson, also known on the IG handle as CEO. And she always comes with some really interesting perspectives, a lot of great personality. And she's definitely out here doing some great things, advocating for her people, advocating for business owners across the country, and just advocating for, just humanity altogether. So we're going to go right ahead and get into this interview so you can see what Amaya is cooking up with me as I'm eating these delicious tacos. But first we do so, of course, we got to recognize our sponsor, and that's Joe Allende with another blazing hot track off his project Planes. And this is called Converse 8. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it, and I'll see you guys into the episode.
Get it again.
Welcome to the Mitchell J. Backus Live experience. I haven't been here in a minute. It's been a while. Typically, for those that have been following me, I have vacated the premises and I've been on Anchor for the last couple months. However, I'm here tonight to wish you all a happy Taco Tuesday,
Oh my goodness.
One thing that you could say, no matter the morning, the day, or the night, it's never too late for a delicious taco. So I'm here to wish you a happy Taco Tuesday. And I brought friends with me today. I have somebody I met at the, for those who have been watching me over the last couple weeks, you know that I was I've been amped off the Ground Zero Summit, and I met a young lady who's actually out in the Atlanta market, killing out there with the business, with the entrepreneurship. So Amaya Jackson, say hello to the people.
Hello, people. Reporting live from my bedroom because I'm an old lady. this is what you do. I'm over 30. I'm still quarantining here in Atlanta. I'm not out there in no streets. So hello, everyone.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, this is Dadwick Bozeman, and you're getting live with the Mitchell J. Backus Live Podcast, the platform where his name rings. You'll hear it here. Yeah.
So for anybody, you know, as we, you know, we're just over here kicking it. You know, she didn't want to help me out and get a taco, but I'm a have enough tacos for the both of us in this conversation.
I'm gonna eat. We eat Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Okay. I respect it. All right. Sounds good. So I'm excited to be here tonight. I got tacos on my shirt. That's not cool. But I'm excited to be here tonight with you. Thank you for coming to hang out with me. Number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Number two, I'm excited to like take a moment and come back to a Facebook Live with you on here tonight. So you're like, it's like you're part of my welcome back ceremony.
How about that?
Yeah, right? Like it's that welcome back Carter swag, right?
Right. I feel like I need to get a random pair of scissors so we can cut the imaginary ribbon.
Right? I'm like, snip, snip. So... Yeah. So, yeah, so if y'all got questions, comments, or anything, yeah, shout out to you, Fernando. Taco Tuesday in the building. Never too late for a delicious taco, right? So, talk to me, Amaya. What's going on in your world? You want to tell the people who you are? First, introduce yourself. Let people know who you are, what you're about.
I
know, that's right. It sucks. They're never cool, but you got to do them.
J. Backus, I called you Backus. You deserve that one. Listen, I don't like introductions. I don't like bragging on myself. I just think that is so whack. I got to get used to that. I know. But
all right, let's start here. Do you like long walks on the beach? How about that?
Listen. I like to have my nails done. And the fact that you made me cover my mouth and expose these bald-headed fingernails is like, that's an introduction right there. So I am a serial entrepreneur. I have a sales and marketing background for anybody that wants to know. I am a mother of two. I am married. I do like long walks on the beach when it's safe outside. I'm a Cancer. My favorite food group is French fries. And more things will be revealed to you as we continue our conversation. How about that?
Right.
You know, so, I don't like to tell people what I do. I like to tell people who I am. And I feel like I always got to start with what I do.
So, tell them who are you? Who is Amaya Jackson?
Who is it? You know what? Tell me who is Mitchell. I'm flipping it on you.
Who am I? I am a Black man just out here trying to make the world a better place. You know, trying to make my contribution here to the world. You know, most people that are on this page, you know, either grew up with me, worked with me, or, you know, they know how I get down. So they know. Typically, I'm just about empowering the people, getting them good information, good resources, just things that's going to help them to grow and develop and prosper. And that's what I represent. I know that these tacos ain't the healthiest, so this is not really empowering. But here's the thing. It's Taco Tuesday. You got to turn up.
Turning down another scam likely called to my phone. Leave me alone. Can't you see I'm trying to get us to a total we can own? Split it into zones. Plotting out plans on a cellular phone. Your cheddar be gone, my celery grown. But still can't avoid the fact that I really need therapy.
Right. So, I guess I will follow that up and say I basically exist to help people feel more comfortable with themselves. I used to tell people I make people happy for a living because I felt like that's essentially what I did. Now I exist to make myself happy. Nice. I was doing a lot of helping people with their businesses instead of focusing on my own. I'm an unofficial therapist. You know, therapists don't talk about themselves.
Nah, you're right. You know, they always try to find a way to curve it off them. deflect. They deflect. They're good. You're a great deflector. Taisha, what's going on? Jeff, my man. Yes, I'm live on Facebook today. You know, so shout out to you. Now, let me tell you about Jeff. Jeff is actually, one of my clients. We do a lot of good work together. We've been working together since 2012, right?
And
he's always live. So if you ever get a chance, you go on his page. It's either Jeff Turner or Jeff Turner's World, right? And check him out. He's got a lot of great stuff. He's written two books. So yay. He's out here.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Yeah, so Jeff is out here making it happen. So shout out to you, Jeff. Chris, I got three more tacos. So if you want to pull up, you know, let's make that happen. So it's Taco Tuesday. Oh my, we got to turn up. It's Taco Tuesday, you know what I mean? So,
well, let's get to it.
Yeah. So what's up? So talk to me. You say you don't like to talk about yourself.
I don't.
So what you want to talk about? Where you want to go with this? So it's Taco Tuesday. We got to turn up.
Somebody, listen, I was on a strategy call earlier today, and the young lady asked me to describe myself, who I was. I was like, listen, if I was going to tell you who I am versus what I do, I would say I'm off beat, but I'm always on rhythm.
Okay. So you got a three-step, a natural three-step.
Listen, off beat is not necessarily meaning, okay, she can't dance. It's just a matter of I can't do 28 counts. That's what it's about, okay? Like, drill team, forget about it. ADHD. Yeah. That's all I got to say. I can't remember all those steps.
Right.
I told her I'm a forever learner. I'm always learning. That's important to me. And so when I think about like summing myself up and what it is that I want to offer and what I want to be in this world, I just want everybody to benefit by knowing me. You feel me? I feel like people meet each other, especially in networking spaces. And I hated this when I was working in sales, primarily like in corporate America. I just could not stand it. And so I would quickly get the attention off of me. I would introduce myself. Hello, my name is Omaya. I make people happy for a living. What do you do? And so I felt like if that wasn't enough to intrigue you, if it wasn't enough for you to ask me more about me, just so I know that you care about me, even though I don't like to, you know, go on and on and on about myself, then I just felt like, you know what? You're not the person that I need to be trying to help because you're not even taking interest in who I am as a human being. Right. And that's a problem. And I just realized, well, yeah, I can exist in this world to help people because I feel like we don't have enough people who try to help others. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are trying to help themselves. Hence the people that I would meet at these networking events. And it will always be, well, my name is so-and-so. Who are you? What do you do? How can you help me? Versus how can I be of service to you?
Yeah.
And that's very backwards. And that's why I would tell you, you know, like when we're having conversations, I don't care about what people do. I don't care if you're an attorney or a doctor or a hairstylist. What I do care about is who you are, because that's what's going to set you apart. That's what's going to help me make the distinction. Because honestly, there's a million chefs in the world. There's a million DJs. There's a million, you know, whatever the case may be, but there's only one you. And I want to cut to the chase and I want to get to know the you that you are. But a lot of people do not like that. A lot of people have their guards up. And, you know, rightfully so. Some people have been hurt. Some are just kind of, what's the word? Cautious.
Yeah, they're guarded.
Yes.
You know, traumatic, like the traumas of life that they've been through. Now they got the guards up. They don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to be in a space where the representative is definitely out to play, and they don't want to be in a space where they're gonna let you know the real them. And you know, sometimes, and I notice this as well. Sometimes these. Or this type of a person, I can't say these people, but this type of a person, you know, they'll hide behind their occupation. They'll hide behind, you know, what it is that they got going on. And you know, typically that occupation requires them to have a level of performance, you know, otherwise the lights don't stay on, you know, can't keep the promotion or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So from that aspect, it's like when you're not vulnerable, and I teach this in my course, like One of the things in my course is called the four approaches of effective management. And when it comes to the four approaches to effective management.
Okay, I love
so,
that.
Yeah, so basically it's my belief system on like if you are a business owner, as a business owner, entrepreneur, a business or a brand, if you focus on these four areas and you manage these areas, this will get you one step closer to where you're supposed to be as a business owner, right? And the first thing I'll leave with is strategy, right? And in your strategy, the key component is the purpose of the reason why you're doing what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's like if you're not tapped into that, and you're tapped into whoever gave you the purpose to your occupation or whatever it is that you do, you just know that. If you're not vulnerable and you just know that, you just leading with that. And now, like, the people aren't getting the chance to know the real you. The Empowerment Institute, your online management course for your personal business or brand to help you bring clarity, direction, and instruction to your goals, dreams, and desires. Having challenges with your sales process? Want to get a tighter grip on your business plan? Want to advance your financial position? Well, look no further. Enroll into the monthly subscription of the Empowerment Institute, where y'all have access to a host of modules, lectures, resources, and additional support that's going to help you bring clarity and continuity to your operation. Not only that, but you'll also have access to a number of professional entrepreneurs who are taking a course similar to you, where you'll have an opportunity to promote and develop what you do. So, for more information, go to www.empowermentinstitute.teachable.com and you'll be able to get more information and details regarding the course and how you can get access to it. The Empowerment Institute, helping you solve one problem at a time while you're getting clarity, direction, and instruction to your goals, dreams, and desires.
I guess one of the best ways that I can simplify for people, because I have someone that I'm helping tomorrow, just kind of doing a brand audit. One thing that people don't particularly do is everybody wants to be a boss. Everybody wants to just be the leader and be, okay, few things. Leaders are readers, and good leaders know how to follow.
Right.
And so with me,
and good leaders eat tacos too. That's one thing they do. they turn up on Taco Tuesday. I'm just letting you know that.
You better get a brand deal as a result. But I'm helping someone today. I'm not like taking her on as a client or anything. But I'm like, listen, okay, I will give you a brand audit, and I can always tell when someone has a weak foundation because their Instagram page or their website is going to look extremely disorganized. And that's exactly what her page looked like. And it's funny because you're talking about, you know, principles of basically doing things right. And I talk about foundation first. So while we want to just have a business because we want to be a boss and we hate our job, or, you know, we're tired of our job or whatever the case may be, you have to have that foundation in place first. And I just looked at her, you know, her body of work, and she did it herself. And it's right. Like, I can tell that you're not thinking as a consumer, because if you were thinking as a consumer, you would know that your customers are definitely confused by what they see visually. But if you're thinking as a boss, you would know that clearly your why is not in order, your vision statement, your value statement, your mission statement, and who your demographic is just like it's in a crock pot. We just throwing some stuff in there. We hope it tastes good. You know what I'm saying? Like that we can't cook the jumbo and serve it to, or the gumbo and serve it to the people. We can't do that. And I told her, I want to talk to you. I want to help you. And I want us just as a people to look better. If we have political empowerment mixed with or combined with the economic empowerment piece, we wouldn't have all these killings of black men in the streets.
Oh,
it just wouldn't happen.
You taking it there, huh? You taking it there.
I mean, we can segue there, but I'm just saying, if we have the foundation first, if we know what we're doing and why we're doing it, and we have cohesive plans in place,
right?
Come on now. We would be self-sufficient once again. It could be Black Wall Street once again. And so, yes, I want to see people that look like me win, period. I don't care who mad about it.
100%. No, I agree. I definitely agree.
You're going to be in a Taco Tuesday coma in a minute.
I'm going to be in a Taco Tuesday coma?
Yes, a calorie coma. That's what I call it.
You're right, man. I'm not right. You listen. I only got through one. I'm about to get at this one, though. This look good, though. We about to get at it. So it's never too late for a delicious taco. Turn up, right? Yeah, man. Okay, we got it. So it's good leaders have self-awareness, situational awareness, excellent communication skills, effective negotiation skills, conflict resolution skills. Okay. And they always want to go the distance. Yeah. I agree with you, Chris. Definitely. You can't see the comments, but I'm going to read them to you so you know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm going to keep you locked in. Jeff liked your, what you said, you offbeat but always on rhythm. Jeff liked that. So shout out to you, Jeff. Yes. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So.
Just basically, don't try to box me in. I'm offbeat. Like, I'm not going to move the way that people traditionally move. I'm a disruptor.
If we're talking disruption, right?
Let's talk about it.
Okay, we're talking about disruption. So what would you say for yourself? We're in 2020. So, what would you say is your way of disrupting the market, you know, whatever you got going on business-wise?
Okay, so that's funny that you asked me that, because I don't like to speak on anything that still defining and redefining.
Okay, so you're working on it.
I am working on it. And it's funny because, you know, every coach has a coach. Every branding strategist has a branding strategist. And, you know, someone they look up to. So I have a team of people around me, including you, that is actively helping me define and redefine that. Because it's a lot. Because I offer a lot. I think I'm a lot for people to handle.
Yeah.
People want you to be a comma or a question mark or a period. I'm an exclamation point. So
talk about it. Exclamation point with rhythm. Offbeat, but always on rhythm. Rhythm, though. You know what I mean?
But always on rhythm. Like,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Let me ask, I don't want to put nothing out there yet, because I'm working with the trademark attorney and everything, so
major key trademark attorney, get that digital real estate locked in. Shout her out. You can go ahead and shout her out. You know, I think people need to know, if you you out here in these streets and you're trying to build business, build brands, got a trademark, work towards trademarking. That was a new one for me. That's one of the next steps I got to look into, you know, make sure my situation, any further brands that I'm developing, make sure that they're like trademarked and legally protected, because it's especially now that a lot of stuff is so digital.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's more than ever, it just makes sense to just make sure you protect your situation, you know, so. Yeah, man, that was definitely an eye opener for me. You know what I mean?
That's something actually I've always been worried about, and I kind of knew what my parameters were years ago. I was a marketing manager for a hotel restaurant, and I would create things on the job, but then I would go home and I would create the menu for the restaurant.
Okay.
And so I look at it like, this is kind of a gray area here. What of this is mine? What of this is my intellectual property? If I'm doing something at home, then of course that's mine, because I'm not using the company resources. But of course, if I go to work and I create something there, that belongs to the company.
Right.
And so there was always gray area with that. And I would go to them and I would say, no, this is my file. This is something that I produced and manufactured. This is not yours.
Oh, okay. Staking your claim.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how it's got to be. But, you know, that's just part of being a disruptor. People don't use power they don't know they don't have. So yeah. If you don't know that you have the power, you ain't going to use it. Therefore, right. You will never be charged.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Go and talk about fight. Yeah. Go and talk about life.
I mean, I know you had some things you wanted to get off your chest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could go, the distance. I want to ask you something.
You can go in those directions.
Transpired in the past 3 days. And
okay.
This is something that I can't relate to, but I am the wife to a Black man. I am the mother to a Black son. I am the sister to a Black brother. I just want to know what it feels like for you in America, living in a Black body, what you go through. Are you experiencing trauma every day? Do you live in fear or you live in just cautiousness? What is that like as a Black male?
I live by, you gotta learn how to move in a room full of vultures. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is simply, like, you know, at the end of the day, our ancestors weren't brought here. I mean, we weren't here, right? We were brought here, right? This is not our world. This is not our space. We just found a way to make lemons out of lemonade, or lemonade out of lemons, right? So from that aspect, knowing that, you got to know the rules and how to operate in it. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it comes down to. A lot of the stuff, and this is just my opinion, I could be dead wrong, but a lot of the stuff that I see, that they magnify in the media, a lot of stuff that they magnify in the media, is really comes down to, you know, people trying to exercise their rights. Like, it's like they're trying to shout the fact that they have these rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when that is happening, while they're doing that, right, it's like, I'm not saying the people that have been murdered or killed or shot, none of those people, like, those are just unfortunate situations, but there's a lot of the other stuff that we may not see, you know, when we see on TV, a guy, like, pulling to a cop, asking him for his badge number and telling him, I'm not doing this, I'm not, like, it's like if you poke the bear, right? Mm-hmm. If you poke the bear is going to bite you, right? So, you know, Big Brother is the bear. And we're not equipped. We're not unified enough, and we're not equipped enough to be out here poking bears. So you got to know the rules. You got to know how to operate in them. And you got to know how to move within it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There are some people that are for you that don't look like us, and there are some people that are not. And you got to just know who those people are and how to maneuver. You know, I wouldn't say, so I guess in what you're saying, you named a couple of different aspects. And one of them was caught moving with caution. I won't call it caution. I'll call it discernment, right? You got to have a spirit of discernment to where you actually, you know, you understand that there's a game being played and you got to understand the rules to the game. And, you know, and yeah, just learn how to maneuver in those rules. Some rules are made to be bent. Some I won't call it made to be broken, but some rules are made to be followed. Some rules are made to be bent. But you got to know that there are rules, and we didn't create them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting for new rules. You know, we're positioning ourselves for new rules. But at the same time, you know, for what we're trying to see, you know, we got a long way to go. and it's going to take a certain level of unification and assertiveness in that unification, both on the level of economics, education, you know, policing, and in the media. Like, we have to control, we have to get stakes in all of those areas to have a fighting chance. And, you know, that's a heavy battle to fight. You know what I mean? So from that aspect, I would just say, until that does happen, you have to educate your kids. You have to educate yourself. You have to educate your friends. You have to educate your community about, like, look, you got to know what, there's a game. You got to know you got to know what type of time we on, and you got to know how to maneuver in that game. And that's really what it comes down to it. That's what I will say.
Okay. I think that's fair. I am of the belief that we do have the power. We just have to figure out how to use it.
I agree.
I'm going to unpack it. I definitely agree with your economic component. I agree with the fact that you mentioned, did you mention the political element?
I did not, but I would say with the economics and the politics, they kind of work hand in hand. That's what I would say.
Well, there's a level of judicial just to say that there's a simple answer, there is not. I just want to say the judicial, economic, and political components kind of overlap. But before any of that, as you mentioned, we have got to unify. People are contrary just for the sake of saying something different.
Right.
Person that I always have an issue with in the comments is the person, not that has a different opinion, but that individual who will disagree, who has a problem for every solution, who disagrees just for the sake of disagreeing.
Right.
Okay, I get it. You want to be a contrarian. You want to be confrontational. I get it. Maybe you just want to troll. It's fun. Right. Just to be different. Okay, that's fine. But do that shit over there. Okay? Otherwise, I'm going to get you. I'm going to call you out in these comments, because until we get used to being unified. And this is what I don't understand, the African versus Black thing.
I went to
school with Africans. I don't recall them saying, oh no, we Africans over here, we ain't Black, we don't want to be Black. And I keep hearing these stories from other Black people who have had these experiences where people from Nigeria or Ghana or Sierra Leone or anywhere in Africa has said to them, we don't like Black people, y'all ain't for us and we ain't for y'all, and just feel some kind of way. I've not ever experienced that. And so it's like, how are we going to become united? Because if your skin is permanently tan, you might get called Black. It doesn't matter if you're from Jamaica or Haiti or wherever the case, you know.
Right.
Come on now. I'm not understanding why it's so hard after all these years, decades, centuries, why it's so hard for us to come together and be on one accord. That is literally the first step.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
it's gotta be more than ego.
You said it gotta be what?
It's gotta be more than ego. Just, you know, two people fighting on the throne of right. That's what I call it.
I think there's a lot of ego. I mean, a lot of it, because everybody has their own. I mean, think about it, right? You got geographics. You got you got political stance.
Mm-hmm.
You got the religious stance. And if we just took those three, right? Where you live, how you were raised politically, and what you believe morally, you're gonna have so many different belief systems that could definitely be opposing. So it's kind of like this. It's like the story of Babylon, right? one of the most powerful and richest, you know, cities, where when they came, they were so strong that that God had to change all of their languages so that they couldn't communicate because they were too powerful. And that's kind of what it is. Like, we've been given so many various forms of indoctrination that we can't agree on anything. This is just my opinion. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. This is what I say to that. I don't care where you're from.
Yeah.
I don't care what you worship, and I don't care what your political party is. I kind of do, but that's for another time. What I do care about is who you want to serve. And if you ain't for us, then guess what? There's no conversation that needs to be had, because we can talk about everything that separates us from age, from occupation, and, right, you know, whatever the case may be, hell, height, class. Oh, you graduated in 02? Oh, well, we graduated in 79. Y'all, the young bucks, don't know nothing. Y'all still wet behind the ears. It's just, it's stupid. It's right. About what do we have in common and what can we do about it? What do we literally have in our power? What can we put together? If the clock strikes 12 on Thursday and everybody says, okay, you know what? We're in alignment with this plan. Yeah. Then everybody needs to be in alignment with it, period.
Right.
You got to come together. Jewish people, come together. Koreans, come together. That is why Black people do not own a stake in the multi-billion dollar hair business. We don't own a stake. Not for real, for real. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, oh, well, it doesn't matter if the... Listen, if everybody else has their own community, we should have our own community, and it should thrive. And it shouldn't look, every time we go to somebody's city, we can tell, oh, well, Black people live over here. This is the project. You see what I'm saying? It's like, we are capable of having prosperity as well as other things.
Right, now I got you. Nah, I totally agree.
How's it going, everybody? This is Mitchell back as co-host of the One Recourse Radio podcast. And I wanted to reach out to you real quick because I know exactly what you're doing. You're probably sitting in front of your computer with your website open, you know, looking for that next client or looking for the next place to promote your business. Well, I want you to listen in closely. Put your ear to the speaker, because there's an organization that's out there. It's a networking group called the Community Access Network. Connected to over 200 different businesses, they provide a number of different workshops, seminars, and platforms where you can promote and develop your business concept or idea. And I'm sure you're probably thinking, 200 different businesses, over 200 businesses? That's probably a place where you need to be. So look no further. You go to facebook.com/exposeyourbusiness. Once again, that's facebook.com/exposeyourbusiness, and you'll be able to see all of the different events and platforms that this group is connected to help you to promote and develop your business. So look forward to seeing you at the next event, and remember, it's facebook.com/exposeyourbusiness.
Nah, we definitely have the power. I mean, but I think it really takes, you know, it's going to take certain type of individual. There's not a lot of people that are willing to like really take that forward step to galvanize, mm-hmm. you know, people in that type of way. That's why I sent you that message with what's his name? Pop Darby. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I love what he's doing. I love the way he's moving, and I love the way he's doing. So for all those, if I get a chance, I put it in the comments. Mm-hmm. As a gentleman by the name of Pop Darby, I would say, you know, after you follow me and Omari on Instagram, you know, he's definitely one person you want to check out. Yo, I love what he's doing. I love the way he's moving. That all the way. You know what I mean?
I think about it all the time. Like, oh my goodness, I can't wait until I can, you know, start playing. My thumb is not green at all. I can't wait until I can start planting vegetables and fruits and things of that nature that don't die. Like, yeah. And we have to arm ourselves. Just imagine what the NRA would look like if it was just even, I don't know, 60% black.
Yeah.
Gun laws would have been, listen, it wouldn't even have just been a discussion. They would have already passed something. If it was black people shooting up churches and movie theaters and concerts left and right and schools for, oh my God.
Yeah.
Come on. So, yeah, no, I mean,
you're speaking a lot of facts.
I'm sorry.
Now I say you're speaking a lot of facts. It's a very unfortunate time, but I think the way I can sum it all up is that not sum up the conversation, but just the thought, right?
Yeah.
Is that there's not enough people doing the work. I'm gonna just say it that way.
I agree. You know what I mean?
There's not enough people that are willing to take, you know, sometimes I love this saying. I don't know. Are you a Jadena fan? Do you like Jadena?
I do.
You even know who? Okay. All right. So you like Jadena. All right. That's cool. We got some common ground there. So the thing I would say with Jadena, if you listen to his first album and his dad does the narrate, no, it's his uncle. There's some people that want to empower and take control of their family. Some people that want to take control and empower their block or their neighborhood, right? There's some people that want to take control and empower their country. And there's some people that want to empower and take control of their world, of the world as a whole. And I think that's one of the most powerful, profound things I've ever heard. You know, because at the end of the day, on any level that you think about, there are some people that, you know, they have the power to take over, let's say, their neighborhood or their region or whatever, or empower that area, but they're only worried about, you know, let's say their immediate family, right? When they're when their like leadership ability expounds past just your immediate family. So I would say, like, there's not enough people that are really thinking big enough to pass their own situation to where they're trying to empower the masses and trying to figure out ways to create this type of change that we're talking about. And I'm not just talking about politics and creating legislation, but, you know, getting people together in the local area, you know, where they could pull together, you know, thousands of dollars or maybe form a cooperative and then turn that cooperative into a village and then turn that village, like you said, to Black Wall Street or whatever kind of Wall Street. You know, I'm not just talking about black. I'm just saying, like, whatever your color, your race is, there's not enough people doing that type of work. And until that happens, you know what I mean? You know, it is what it is. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And I think once we get to a space where people are forming these small communities and then these small communities are coming together in a big way, then we have something to talk about. Until that happens, I don't really have an answer for you. You know, I could just only... I can only do what I can do and lead by example to the level that I can lead. And hopefully somebody, you know, just like Tupac said, I might not be the one to lead the revolution, but I might inspire the one that does. You know what I mean? I might inspire the next Nipsey. I might inspire the next, you know, the next Pop Darby. I might inspire the next 19 Keys or whoever, you know, whoever's out there doing the work. You know what I mean? That's what it really comes down to. It's really about doing the work, forming community, bringing people together, helping people make money, and not just making money, just teaching the wealth principles to the fact that they can empower their families, their neighborhood, their community, and we can all come together and do something, you know, a little more bigger than what's happening right now.
I agree 1,000%. I mean, there's got to be small change in every community. Of course, nothing's going to happen overnight. Like, we're not talking about establishing another Million Man March right now.
Right.
Like, that's not the case.
Nah.
It's just
my feet hurt. I can't march.
We gotta figure something out. Look, do they got tacos? Is it going to be some taco stands?
Listen,
is it going
to take place on a Sunday?
We could march to the taco spot, though, because you know what time it is. You know what I mean? We could march to the taco spot. We can do that. I'll march. You know? You know what I mean?
Listen, my hair is bothering me because I see it. It just won't sit down. I told you I needed a haircut. My hair is bothering me. So excuse me, y'all. I keep touching my hair and my face is itching. Every time I go on live, my face be itching. Like, it's itching now. Nose itching. Cheeks itching. So I apologize. I know we're not supposed to be touching our face right now. In fact, look. I need.
You about to social distancing?
Right. Have your press on. Video chat.
So you social distance on the video chat?
Okay. Real life though, what I think I wanted to talk about, I'm glad I didn't talk about just for the sake of me saying something that might be offensive later, and I don't want to have to apologize twice. We right. talked about that. So I'm glad we totally deviated from what I wanted to discuss earlier, but something that I do want to talk about is before my battery dies, because I watched it go from 31% to 11.
Oh yeah, that Zoom will take that Zoom will get you.
And here we are. How much battery do you have?
I'm at 16.
Oh, okay, you got it on the charger too. So what I want to talk about is When you discuss being a business owner, entrepreneur, there's usually no space for the little guy that's trying to figure it all out. You know what I mean? The person who doesn't know the first step is not to go and get a logo. I don't think we're having enough conversations about who the sum of our five friends are.
You talk about the law of association. That's what we talking about here.
And so I'm like, I had to, like, first of all, I had to sit down and like really think about who my friends are. Like, okay, who are my friends? My list is very short. And then I have to think about, okay, well, what do my friends do? And then it forced me to look at myself. I had to, I feel like, physically, actively go on a search. Like, I know I can't half step. I know you're going to ask me, oh, what's up? What you doing? What have you, you know, what have you achieved today? What have you produced this week? I don't have that accountability in my circle, and that bothers me. And this is me being 1,000% transparent. This is not me trying to throw somebody under the bus. This is, we need to all be holding our friends accountable, and we need to be challenging them to be better. Because if you call me out, you got to call me up too.
That's 100%. That's 100%.
Like, don't you say, oh, no, you ain't blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we get it. You didn't call me out. You didn't tell me my breath stank. You didn't tell me that my So, with all that being said, my heels ain't cute. They cheap. They plastic or whatever the case may be. And my weave is dry. Okay, now that we've established that, how do we call this person up to a higher standard?
Right,
what is it about you that's making me want to be better? Like, sis, I'm not about to sit here and entertain frivolous, substanceless content with you. I'm done. Don't call my phone and tell me you want the same old, because that's not what I'm trying to do. And if that's all you've been doing for 5 years, we gonna either chill together and build together, or I'ma holler. Because you clearly can't come on this ride with me. You feel me?
Yeah.
And people don't talk about that. I told my husband earlier today, I purposely go into a space where I can be the dumbest person in the room, because I don't have my ego showing up before me. Right. That's what being a forever learner is, learning from people younger than you, learning from people older than you. Like, I don't understand why we're not having these conversations, Mitchell. Like, what is that?
What is it?
Like, I don't have these conversations. I would love to say to my friend, you know what? You're not really causing me to be better.
You know what?
You know what happens? They go into defense mode.
I was just about to say that. And so here's what I'm going to say to that, right? I noticed a couple things. That number one, sometimes, and this happened to me, when I started, I had like a moment in my life where I'm like, man, the same moment as you're having, right? And I remember it was like, I felt it was like 2009, because this is what happened, right? So I got started in business at a very young age. I got started at 19, right? So from that, aspect, I was 19 years old, my first real taste of business. I shut the world off, right? Shut the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wasn't about money, if I could throw the middle finger up, I would. But I know there's kids that watch me. Exactly. So I'm gonna throw up the taco. If you ain't about these tacos, I can't roll with you. That's what we're gonna call it from now, right? Yeah, word. So here's the deal. I was at a point where it was just like, that's where I was at. And I did that for about 5 years. So I removed myself from society. It was almost like a person that gets locked up. So I was locked up for success, right? And I had it and I achieved it and I got it and I was moving in the direction. But I was no longer, like in society. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have regular conversations with regular people. So that I was lacking like a certain level of communication with people that weren't doing what I was doing. So if you weren't about what I was about, I couldn't talk to you. And that was not good. So I had to reverse engineer to basically what they say, like when a person gets out of jail, retransition back into society. There's certain conversations my friends used to say to me, like, they would like bring up old stuff that happened. I don't even remember those things that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to reintroduce myself back into society. So I like removed myself and I re-entered, right? So I'm in the re-entering phase. And at this point I said, whoa, wait a minute. Now I'm around some amazing people, but they're not giving me what I need to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I was around some, like, all my friends are amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with a lot of great people, all loving, they're amazing people, but they're, you know what I'm saying? Not all of them were like going in the same direction. So there's that energy exchange that just is naturally just not there. You get what I'm saying? So, so from that aspect, I got to this point where I was like, yo, I gotta find that. So I started reading the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership at the time when that was happening, John C. Maxwell. Mm-hmm. I'll throw that out there for those, you know, if you want that, you want those vibes. And from that aspect, I learned about, I was reinforced about the law of association. So I really started questioning my associations and I started having dialogue and conversations. And what I found out, some people didn't even really understand the concept about association. So I say all that to say, you're having this moment. Certain people, you said, why can't we have these conversations? Certain people don't even know that it exists. Certain people are connected to you because of history, because of, you know, I don't know, maybe I got the same hairstylist. Because I got the same hairstyle. But the bottom line is, they don't even really understand. They might not even understand it, or they don't believe that's a thing. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, because I'm about to, my journey about to die soon. So I would say, from that aspect, we could always come back and pick us up, you know, tomorrow, whenever you want. But from that aspect, what I found is that because they don't know, you can't hold it against them and you can't fault them for it. But, you know, if you're the person that does know, that goes back to our original statement. We got to do the work. We got to give people the information to let them know that there is actually a thing. There is a law of association.
Here's the thing. Me being forever learner is not just for my benefit. Right. I don't fully learn it if I can't apply the knowledge and teach someone else. So if I say to you, friend, this is what I'm on now. I need you to see me at that place, and I need you to call me to a higher standard. And if you're not able to do that, that's fine. Because sometimes I have to be the 80% where they are 20, or they may be the 80% when I'm 20, but it just cannot be bullshit conversation. I just can't do it. I just can't have it. It's just, it doesn't work well for me, because today I flew off the handle and I just didn't have the patience for it anymore, because I feel like I've already made it clear I'm not going to entertain. Not that I'm not the friend that doesn't want to have fun anymore. Remember, Bacchus, I'm the flamingo. So you know, oh, she's not fun anymore, or she thinks she's better than me, or whatever. No, sis, I just don't have time, and I got to make up for lost time.
Yeah, you feel me?
Like, I'm trying to get it and get it again. And even, right. I'm trying to keep the top on Tuesday kind of light, but then stuff keep coming up.
We can get back on working Wednesday, throw it back Thursday, whatever day you're trying to get live on. But unfortunately, today, I'm going to have to bid it adieu. Because,
yes,
you know, I'm at, yeah, I ain't going to make it. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. Sam Law, who has a TED talk, TEDx talk, she should be putting a link in the comments. She said priestess. But I just want to say thank you for, you know, everybody that's been hanging out with us on Taco Tuesday. You know, I'm going to try to do more of these. I know Maya will probably be back with me, where she can, you know, bless you with some of that spunk and good information. You know what I mean?
Spunk. You know, I can get my hair to sit down. Right.
Yeah, listen, it's quarantine life. It's quarantine life. You know what I mean? So I'm going to just say this real quick before I get cut off and y'all be like, what happened? I just want to thank y'all for rocking with me, man, you know, tonight. Thank you for coming to hang out with myself and Amaya. You know, where we just out here having a good conversation over some delicious tacos. And and man, just trying to celebrate the Tuesday, because, you know, for those that know, I always say this, Tuesday is the new Friday. So we'll be back. You know, just stay tuned. We'll, you know, follow, tell them real quick, what's your IG handle?
Listen, my Instagram is dryaf. You can follow at your own risk.
Wow. That's good.
It's
that's...
she_E_O. CEO.
All right.
And
yeah.
I'm doing a total rebrand. And a lot of stuff has been deleted, but I'm telling y'all now. So don't get your hopes up. But you can follow me and watch the journey.
All right. So there you have it. So you can follow her there on most platforms. I'm, you know, I do most of my work on Instagram. So Instagram, Facebook, Mitchell J. Bacchus. I'm out in these streets, and you know, I want you to come walk these streets with me, and hopefully you'll go ahead and get a delicious taco while you're at it. So, Amaya, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to do this again.
I appreciate you and your patience. Thank you.
Hey, listen, it's all love. I'm a fan of people that's out here doing the work. And I know you're out here doing the work. So I will always make time for that. So we're gonna definitely connect again. But I'm gonna jump off the Zoom live. You guys have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your Taco Tuesday. Eat those tacos responsibly. And we'll see you soon. So there we have it. We are officially in the books. We are officially have kicked off the next frontier of my rendition of what one would think about when it comes to Taco Tuesday. I'm excited. You know, I think it's I had a lot of fun, really. Even though we were talking about some real controversial topics and really getting into it, you know, I had a lot of fun discussing or kicking it with Amaya, and you know, hope you had fun or enjoyed hearing our dialogue and being a part of or participated with that. Yeah, so definitely stay tuned, because not only are we going to be, you know, doing this on a continuous basis, and we've already wrapped up, you know, we're already about 3 or 4 episodes in to this whole Taco Tuesday Live experience. So we got a lot of great stuff cooking for you, you know, so we're going to start rolling it out soon, and hope you appreciate and enjoy that part. So just stay tuned. Of course, if, you know, stay tuned for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you want to be a part of the dialogue and the conversation, you know, we're always posting to let people know when that's going to be happening. And then number two, if you want to come on as a guest, talk about what you got going on with your business, share what you got going on just in general, or just come watch me eat these tacos and laugh at me. However you want to do it, it's available and it's here for you. So thanks again, of course, for tuning in. Of course, subscribe if you haven't done so yet. You know, most of the activity archives from me, my speaking engagements, any of all of the lives that I do, live interviews, podcast episodes, all here on Anchor. So definitely subscribe, stay tuned, stay connected. And yeah, you know, just be a part of the journey. We're having a lot of fun, giving you a lot of great information. You know, we're tied, you know, as this community grows, we're tied to a lot of great things that's happening, especially in the digital space. So stay connected, stay tuned, and we'll see you at the next episode. We'll be right back.